Hey, do people still blog anymore?
Or do they even comment? I mean, does Pod Bros have comments?
Yes, Pod Bros has commenting for all their podcasts. And there's a site being worked on that gives points for commenting. We're going to talk to the creator of that right now. Welcome to episode 37 of Media Layer Sandwich. With me is Mark Monster from
CrazyMark.com.
William from
AllAboutWilliam.com.
And I'm Scotty Maiali, better known as Toden, from Toden.com, YouTube.com/ToadenK, and of course, Media Layer Sandwich, which hopefully you enjoy watching and listening to on a regular basis. Now, if you know a little bit about my past, I've worked with several people, including one, Mr. Harry Tsang, which is actually with us today on video chat.
Hi, I'm over there, and he just wanted me to repeat everything that I said, and I was like, really? Anyway.
So, Harry, you worked on a bunch of stuff. Tell us a little bit about your history, about your work history with YouTube and management.
I have been a digital media specialist, and I have worked with a lot of like social media influencers, the big ones. Usually that's why I'm here in LA, and I was a head of a multi-channel network for a while, and that didn't work out. And now I'm coming back in, and I become a journalist again, which I used to own a publication called Streamline Buster, and I sold that to the company that I worked for, and they mismanaged it. So
yeah, and you're telling me that you want to start a new project. Because, you know, I was part of Streamline Buzzer. I believe I was credited as a co-founder at one point. But let's not talk too much about that. Let's go ahead and talk about this new project you want to do.
I'm launching a blog called Intellect Creators Journal. It's basically a blog that's going to be totally different than my past project. The reason is, everyone can register, everyone can post. While they do that, they also have a chance to make some money. It's going to be based on CPM, and then I'm going to do all the marketing and business stuff for them in self-writing, because obviously I'm not that good a writer, to be honest, and I don't want to like impress myself. So I already let everyone else do the writing part, and then I'm just going to help everyone out. And then everyone making money, and then everyone happy.
So how can you ensure everyone's making money? Because when you say journal and everyone can post a blog, I think of like a blogging community, kind of how LiveJournal was. What's that blog? It was like Blogster?
Blogspot.
Blogspot, and which you can't really monetize, but people do sponsor. And once people get big on a blogging community, I feel like they just move to their own website. If they want to make money, which makes
eventually
sense.
Eventually, I'm going to help those people do that. But at the same time, I mean, I'm thinking about like, how do you get people to get iSports to the website? First of all, SEO, obviously, you know how important that is. And then secondly, you got to have a reason to attract audience to read your article. And I'm also developing a point system. I'm already testing it this morning, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I only have 4 hours sleep, just so you know. It's going to be a point system, and then the website is going to do like regular, like giveaway. And I know Toden, you disagree with what I'm doing.
Yes, you know I'm going to ask you several questions about this point system. I think point systems are very confusing. Mm-hmm. I think they are a good reason for people to leave a website, or if they have, like, if they took a vacation and they come back, like, well, I'm so far behind on points, and I'm no longer in this particular rank. There's no point in me coming back. So how do you combat that? Like, because I think if there's a point system, I almost feel like people shouldn't even know.
Quarterly, I'm just going to do a monthly reset in the age of the contest, because that the point system is going to be have two things. It's the total point that you ever have, and then the point that you have for the quarter. But it's running simultaneously. So if you miss like few days or whatever, and you still, you're still able to play, and you're not going to be far that far behind, be honest, because it's going to be the quarterly point or monthly point is going to be reset and for each contest.
But the point of doing a blog and the point of advertising on a blog isn't to win things, it's to gather an audience. Mark, but you stream on things all the time. What's your take on this? Like, do you feel like Vine maybe stayed alive longer if there was a point system, or being the big people that were famous on Vine was already a...
Well, it's crazy because I've got to bring up that a lot of these famous individuals have phantom investors, you know, like maybe Disney or Universal, MGM, that
right.
kind of thing.
And they don't stay on Instagram, or they don't do some of their periscoping, because periscoping pays. Well, periscoping pays them. It doesn't pay the little guy. So why do you think this new blogging community is going to work? And I know I've given you some ideas earlier today.
And I haven't tell you this. I'm still waiting for technology to come out. I mean, like for the things I'm doing, mm-hmm. and I'm eventually going to move to a multi-site setup from the current one, because the technology that I'm looking for is not available yet. I think it's maybe about 2 years before
it's
happened. I'm talking about when I get to the point, I have 5,000 blog, 5,000 people contributor on the website. Mm-hmm. Eventually, some of those people are going to be pretty big. So eventually, they will want to have their own site, and I'm going to provide the same services as some of you are paying like a month for their own blog, but it's still on the same system, and then have a global posting system happening. So they can have their own website while I still get some money from that. But it's mostly going to be free, because I'm going to be using just one banner ad to support it.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people click banner ads at all.
No, I don't.
I personally think a better way for you to make money off of it is to be able to have sponsored posts. I know we were talking before. Like,
yeah,
Streamline Buzzer was more of a journalist blog. And I feel like you should kind of continue that by allowing people to do write whatever they want and contribute as blogging things, but also have yourself and have it be like, okay, this is the main feature blog, and
that's the best
articles that people write, and then it gets featured, and then after that maybe those people may get points or at least get contributing, and if there's money to disperse from that, fantastic, and that's how you get your staff from.
No, the point system, and the writing, the making money system are two totally different things. You understand that it's like two different systems that can be run. The writer will not get
points without having to be without being a fantastic writer. You could just write about your annoying little brother.
No, you don't get points.
And you could
you
still get
for
points.
Being a writer. You don't get point to write. I know, if I do the point to write, I'm going to run into a shitload of problems, be honest with you.
Get some techie kid that writes some script that just writes stuff for no reason.
Right.
Yeah, do any of these points come with incentive? You know, like door prize kind of thing? Sounds
the
crazy.
The point is only for people that run content, and the content owner, the author for the post that he wrote would not get point.
Okay.
Okay.
So the point system more or less is for feedback from the audience.
Yes.
So what's
the audience, if they don't want to write,
creator on this?
Guess what? If I do point system and give away just for the audience side, everyone will come. I will draw people.
I don't know. I still feel the same way. Like, oh, I haven't read this in a while. I would start feeling like the only reason I'm reading this is to get points. And my issues with that is we've all heard a lot of stories about YouTube channels and Facebook groups or pages not doing well because they get a ton of followers for a contest, but then people are only following for a contest. So when they actually provide their real content, people drop, people leave. The numbers game doesn't always work because they're only following for a contest. They used to run these contests, like 10,000 subscribers or 100 subscribers and 200 subscribers, 1,000 subscribers. Oh, and all these subscribers only join to get the prizes. They actually weren't paying any attention to the content. They would just go in there, leave their comment so they'd be eligible for the prize, then they would leave. They were not an impression.
Oh. Do you know why it fell, by the way? I can tell you a few reasons for it already. Guess what? The giveaway, the common thing or whatever the F, it's not scientific, okay? That's why they fell horribly. That's why they have that kind of problem. Yes, you can say they are not for the content, but guess what? I'm going to do it to the way that I can do it, give away consistency and transparency. Oh yeah.
Yeah, even but wouldn't you rather them be fans of the prizes? I mean, this is. Please feel free to turn it, because that's just the way I always feel. You guys are more than Harry can take our criticism. I would not invite him if he cannot. Harry's my criticism.
I knew a girl. Okay. She said, "Okay, one day I'm going to create a blog," and it was an Alzheimer's blog. And we just like said, okay, that's cool. She started, all of a sudden she had 10,000 followers. How are you going to lure someone from their own individual blog into your community?
Mm-hmm. It really depends on how many, like what my email is going to be. The reason that I do the point system as well is because people has to be signing up in order to get points. Guess what? If they signing up, I will have a email, and then the email is just right to my MailChimp as well at the same time. It's going to be automatically, and then there's going to be agreement point, and then they sign for the agreement, and then we're good to go. If I have the email list on my hand, I can make anyone a star, be honest with you.
So are you saying that you wouldn't be going after her? You rather go after someone that doesn't have 10,000 followers?
I would not say that. It's really
so how are you going to attract that person with 10,000 followers?
In the beginning, I'm not. Okay. Because I don't have the luxury to do it. I got to have a substantial amount of an email list and membership in order to hold the force, to be honest with you. I have to say this. I'm a startup, and I can I just cannot do that. I know that, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, and I commend you for that. You know, I wouldn't have you on there, dude. I totally respect this, and I'm really glad we could talk about this and give feedback to one another, because everyone has their own thoughts.
Right.
I'm sure someone's listening and going, dude, that's a great idea.
Something just happened. All of a sudden a light came on. Harry, are you designing an app for this?
The website is going to be mobile friendly, and I don't know if it's going to be app. Most likely it's going to be, because to be honest, the thing is on WordPress. So, but eventually, you know, WordPress can go every different way that you want. Only if I get the money, I just gotta get someone to fill out an app from that website and then just become an app.
Because
it's pretty simple.
It sounds like you're a brilliant technician with where you're going with a point system. It almost seems as though that perhaps maybe you should consider an app to where people can download and tie in to your idea, your individual idea, where it would monitor all these different
bloggers would be way more into
dude,
it.
Man, yes, you know how much money you'd make?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you better jump on it now.
The thing is, the website is mobile friendly already, but I don't have money to have someone develop an app just for that. I've got to be a little bit.
Yeah, but mobile friendly, a lot of people don't like to use the web browsers to go and do something that they rather have an app for.
Yeah.
Like most, like I believe most people rather use a Facebook app.
Hey, yeah, my internet just went crazy on me, so.
Well, the technology's been going wonky.
Hey Harry,
everywhere.
can you just say bye? You could find me at, and then just give a website or a Twitter or any or whatever you want to advertise.
Okay. Thank you for having me today. And the future website is going to be intellectcreativesjournal.com.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, Harry. Really appreciate it. But
my thoughts on this is that, you know, he wanted to create a community and get everyone to join in and blog there. That sounds good for a bunch of startups. But when you have someone successful like this girl I was talking about who said, oh, I'm going to create a blog. Boom, boom, boom. Alzheimer's. And overnight she has 10,000 followers. Mm-hmm. And what, is she going to up and move it over to his community? I think not. No, I think, honestly, his best bet, instead of trying to gather together a bunch of new beginners, create an app which can be downloaded to their own individual iPhones, their sites, whatever, link them up. It goes back to whatever server he has that he's managing on his own where he can send out all sorts of different technical information, which will benefit these bloggers.
Plus he gets his own notification system because I get bogged down with notifications. Mm-hmm. And I like having little logos for notifications so I know what's what. I have priorities. So
yeah, I mean, I think that'd be great. Like, if our blog was linked onto his community blog, so every time we put a post up, it would go into, it would automatically load up on his. It would seed, people can have their blogs seed into his, or vice versa, right on his, and then it could seed onto their blogs, which may be the better way to do it, because that gives them incentive to use his site, because it could seed and make it seed not only to their blog, but to their LinkedIn, to their Medium, to whatever other blogging site they're using.
Maybe even Facebook and Twitter auto posts. So.
Well, they don't have a larger format of a blog. But hey, look, I just wrote a thing. Here's the link.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, basically, you know, when you look at it here, apps are the way to go. And if he can design an app around that, I mean, I've heard from some of the greatest web designers out there, Michael Beirut, Joyce Thomas, they all say apps are the way of the future. It's happening. And development's the way to go for your friend, Harry.
Yes. Absolutely. You know, someone writes a post and it goes, you know, oh, hey, look, the person I'm following now is, they can sit there and just read off their phone. They much rather do that than having to sign onto a website
from their mobile. Another thing I like about an app on my phone is I don't have to keep logging in.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, and I have to keep logging into my Facebook every so often. YouTube every once in a while will just lose it. So I like those apps.
All right, so wrapping this up. Our friend Harry is creating a website that is a community blogging site. And it's going to be point-based for readers to comment, and I think that's great to try to get people to comment.
Yeah.
But I don't think bribing is the way to go. But tell me if I'm wrong. Comment, rate, subscribe. And no, I'm not going to bribe you to comment, rate, subscribe.
No,
I ask you to do that so we can...
we're not giving away the frog. Sorry.
I'm only concerned that the point system is a little ambiguous right now. Hopefully he works that out.
Yeah, so. I think it just brings and it makes me confused. It reminds me of Facebook games and you have to friend all these people in order to do certain things.
Yeah. Hey, Toad.
But it's all individual. Please tell us what you think. Always, big shout out to Harry for being on the show and listen to our criticism.
Definitely.
Him and I, we bounce ideas off each other all the time. And if we don't like each other's ideas, we tell each other. And I think stuff like that, having someone you can do that with is invaluable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'm like, oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, Toad, you want to buy a horse from Farmville?
I do want to go to, we're about to head off to a con this weekend, and the next con we'll be at will be
PenguinCon,
and we'll be broadcasting from PenguinCon, and look into it. There's a billion things going on there. After that, after PenguinCon, we have
BolaCon. That's going to be July 14th, 15th, 16th over at Woodland Lanes in Livonia.
Yes, and on that Saturday, the 15th, not only will we be at BolaCon, but right after BolaCon, we'll be at Motor City Steampunk Con.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So if you can't make it to BolaCon, which I think you should because it's bowling, it's comics,
they
it's
have great. A website, BolaCon.com.
If you rather do a steampunk thing all weekend, go to Steampunk Con, which is pretty much a couple miles down the road, maybe like 20 miles down the road, and we'll be there that Saturday. I think we go on at 7 or 8 o'clock that night on Saturday. So a bunch of steampunk people on a Saturday night, that's a party.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, my God, is it a party?
Yes. With us today was Harry Sang from, he's working on a website. We should have updates on that future. You always check, if you Google him, you'll find him. I think he said it was community creative journalism. Creative journal?
I don't remember.
Creative journal.
We'll link him up at the site.
You definitely have to do that.
If you follow us in the group, MediaLayerSandwich.com, once he's up and running, we will definitely link him on that. We, as we always love to link, Mark Monster from
CrazyMark.com.
And make sure to check his live stream every Friday night.
At Eastern Standard Time at 10:30 p.m.
And if you're in the Detroit area, check his Facebook page and see if you can watch it live on public access, which I actually have it on my DVR.
Uh-oh, they saw it the other day.
Yep, I sure did. And you're on it too, William.
I heard.
Yeah.
And so is Carl. Carl's with us again today as our audience. He's on it as well. But it's all about William.
Always about me.
All about William.com.
All about William.com.
I'm Scotty Miley from Toden.com, YouTube.com/ToadenK. I hope you enjoyed our discussion. I hope you enjoyed this video. Please let us know. And also, today we are testing this video conferencing. I know he was a little slow, a little sluggish. I hope it was understandable. Please let us know what you think. Should we try this again? Should we do more video interviews? Should we switch to Skype than using what we're using today? Or should we just keep testing? Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And I hope you enjoyed our discussion.
See ya.